Today we continue our education prayer focus, and we're praying for bullying in San Bernardino County schools, both online and in person. San Bernardino County and the superintendent of schools and the districts take it seriously. They have policies, strategies, and programs to inform, prevent, and implement. But what do they consider bullying? Well, according to their policy 5131.2, it's defined as any act, physical, verbal, written, or electronic, that harasses, threatens, intimidates, sexually harasses, or causes bodily harm to a student or school personnel. This includes cyberbullying, such as sending threatening messages, posting harmful images, or impersonating someone online. It can be motivated by actual or perceived characteristics, and it's protected under California law, including race, religion, gender identity, disability, and more. So the schools prohibit all forms of harassment, intimidation, and bullying, direct or indirect, whether on or off campus, at school events, via school systems, through personal devices. This includes offensive jokes, inappropriate emails, instant messages, digital images, and social media posts. To prevent it, you can imagine, must be prayed for. They are required to train the staff how to identify what to do when they observe it, how to instruct in students what communication is and is not allowed, how to resolve conflicts, respect differences, improve self-esteem, and what's appropriate online behavior. So, Father God, we lift up bullying in our county, both online and in person, in the K through 12 schools. We thank you, Father, that there are laws in place to protect them, that they are required to train both staff and students on what it is and what to do if it happens, and that there are things in place to help those who've actually been a victim of bullying. We pray that there will be more education to people that bullying is illegal and not tolerated at all, whether done in person or online. We pray there is more intervention and prevention through education, explaining that there will be consequences that will incur if they bully, where to report if they are bullied, that there are safe people to share their concerns if the bullying continues, that they would feel supported by administration, teachers, the community, and parents, that they would address the bully with anger management and boundaries. But we also pray for them to be delivered from evil, that they would not be led into temptation, for people to share Jesus with them and love them where they're at, to find out what is causing them to bully and what is causing them to choose certain people to be the victims of their bullying. We pray there be sufficient policing done at schools to actually stop it. And we pray this next year that students will feel safe at schools and not scared because of bullying that's going on, especially online, in the mighty name of Jesus.